Okay. And the kind of tree that George Washington chopped down.
What was that name? Gotten that?
Well, little red fruit.
Oh, little, would that be a crab apple?
No, I think it's cherry.
Ma'am?
Cherry?
Cherry? There is a cherry tree.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a little cherry tree in my yard, too.
Oh, really?
And just everything. I have a little of everything there.
How big is your yard?
Around it. Oh, it's big. I don't know. I guess I have, maybe, I don't know, I've forgotten when I pay my taxes, how many what acreage it was, but I've had nearly 3 acres taken off of me there.
Mm.
And I have 2 lots out in front of me that I don't want to sell because I'd be in someone's back door if we did that. And I'd rather have it into dirt than, you know, to sell, because being there by the lake, a lot of things could be put up there that would be very offensive to me. And so I just don't want to sell it.
Okay, what are some names of some kinds of berries around
huckleberries,
here?
There is a huckleberry and a blackberry and the huckleberry. So there is a mountain huckleberry, and that's a larger berry. And then the berries in Mingo are very delicious, really better than this mountain honeysuckle. Huckleberries. It makes lovely jelly, and it makes lovely pie, and all. And I picked many a gallon of them. They're small. They're hard to get a lot of them. But huckleberry pie, there was nothing better than that.
What about some kind of berry that you might make shortcake out of?
The lady brought me a pint of them yesterday, strawberries.
Okay. And what about a kind of berry that has a rough surface? Some of them are red and some of them are black.
There is a dewberry.
I'm thinking brass.
Name? Raspberry.
Do you have those around here?
Yes, and I don't believe I have any on my lot, but there is the raspberry.
Okay, say if you were walking in the woods and saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, "Now you better be careful about those berries. You don't know what kind they are, and they might be
poisonous to you."
Okay. This is a tall bush that's got clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. It's a bush now with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers, and it blooms in late spring.
Now that, you mean that is a wild orange?
Yeah, I think it grows wild.
On the mountains.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, now there's, I have some of them, I know what you're talking about, but put the right name right now. Yeah. I cannot say it.
You ever heard of laurel or ivy?
Mountain laurel, yes. Mm-hmm.
How big is mountain laurel?
Laurel, that is, I believe it is a bush, a shrub.
Mm-hmm.
And we were always so familiar with the mountains. We just loved to go and take tubs, you know, and get wild sweet williams and things like that, you know.
What's sweet williams?
Well, that's a little flower, a little pink flower, and some of them are white. And I had those around my pool. They are just gorgeous. And they with rocks are what did I, that was our home, not our new home down here, the one we owned.
Mm-hmm.
And sold in right after World War II.
Where was that?
That's on Doctor. We sold it to Doctor. But I was such an outdoor gal. I'd always looked like the pigs that had me. That we Judge was in front of us. Judge P on one side, Judge on the other. They were lovely to us and all like that. But their life was kind of different. However, the ladies were Mrs. and Mrs. out, and my father helped Mrs. Build her pool just like mine.